Let's go a little further. Matthew chapter 10 and verses 1 through 8. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he said, go out there and comfort the people. Is that in your Bible? Are you looking at your Bible? Are you looking at this script? No, that isn't what it says, is it? He didn't say, go out there and sympathize with them. Console them. Pat them on the back and say, just hang in there. It'll get better. If you went into the emergency room, Jimmy, here at our illustrious hospital, and you had a broken arm, and they took you back eventually to the doctor, and he looked at you, and he looked at your arm, and he said, oh, you have a broken arm. You say, yeah, doc, I knew that. And he says, well, I know that has to hurt. Yes, doc, it hurts. Well, I understand that. Okay, doc, what are you going to do about it? Doc says, well, just go home and take a couple of aspirins and it'll get better. You would look at that doctor and say, you need to get you a job because you certainly don't know what you're doing here. Jesus came into a world that was hurting, that was broken, full of broken people. He didn't just offer platitudes and say, I sympathize with you. Just be comforted. One day it'll get better. No, he said, look, I was sent from God to pray for you, to minister to you healing and deliverance. He sent out his 12, and here's his instructions. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, that's the introduction from Matthew. And then it says, and the 12 Jesus sent forth, and he commanded them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember, Matthew likes to use kingdom of heaven. Same thing. Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Heal the sick. These are his instructions to his 12. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Is that what it says? Go to the next verse. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Now, let me ask you something. How many of you here this morning believe you could raise the dead? Praise God, praise God. Praise God, I've got three. Do you know that with God, one is a majority? So then, these were his instructions to his disciples. And if you read further in that chapter, and also in Luke, the parallel account, you'll find out that when they returned, they came back and they said to Jesus, Jesus, and they were so excited, I can see this. You know, if some of you had laid hands on somebody and they got healed instantly, if some of you had seen a leper lose those sores off his body, if some of you had prayed for somebody who was dead and they popped up from there, I think you'd be excited too, wouldn't you? And they were so excited, and they said, Jesus, even the demons, even the evil spirits are subject to us in your name. And I love the wording in the Greek that it describes Jesus' reaction. It says, and Jesus rejoiced. Now, if you were to take that apart in the Greek, or what it means literally, is that he leapt for joy. Can you see Jesus leaping up and down? I can. Some churches say, we don't dance. But they'll go to bars and dance? What's the difference? I mean, why couldn't we dance in church? What about it, Parker? Is it okay to dance in church? Is it okay to jump in church? Are you sure now?